Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We're coming to you live from King David High School. And the way I was describing it, it really does feel a little bit like we're sitting in the most beautiful park area. On the one side, we've got this mountain, this ridge. We've got a Cape Dutch vibe happening behind us. We're sitting on a lawn. There are the most beautiful old tall trees. It is really incredible. And joining me right now is Lorraine Schrog. She is principal of King David High School, Mandy Grews, academic head. Guys, a very good morning on this first day of the 2026 academic year.
Morning, Howard.
How does it feel? Sometimes no answer is also an answer.
Yeah, I guess it's
trepidation, excitement, everything.
I guess it's exciting, and I think we look forward to a wonderful, wonderful 2026. And I think the year's got to start, and really happy and excited about the prospect of a united King David.
Yeah.
To have so many students on campus is going to be absolutely fantastic.
So how many new students are joining?
I think we must have probably about 292 new students. That's
incredible. That's a big number.
Yeah, but that's from grade 9 to matric, and then we have 185 new grade 8s.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow,
over 300
On campus.
On campus, and I think that's, and as you said, this is the most beautiful, beautiful campus.
Do you still see it when you walk in here, or do you get used to it? Like we always ask Cape Townians, do you get used to the view?
No, I must be honest that I think this campus is stunning. I always say, like, November is really a good time on this campus. It's the beginning of summer. The kids are on holiday, and you really can enjoy everything that this beautiful, beautiful campus. But I think the kids are privileged. I think they are really they're privileged to be in a school like this.
You know what's interesting about it is when I look around, I feel in a way that it's a campus that expects something from you. And I wonder on what level that translates to the students, because it feels when you walk in here that there is a high expectation of you, and that you, this is a place where you have to do your best.
Well, I don't know if you have to always do your best, and it depends how we define best.
Sure,
but I do think that the school is steeped in tradition.
Mm.
It's steeped in history. It's not just a building.
Mm.
I think that you can feel through the walls, everything about the values of the school permeate through the walls. And so I think that's what creates the expectation of this magnificent school founded in 1948. And it's incumbent on everybody to continue those traditions.
Was in 1948, did it start here?
No.
When?
I think it was where Northview High School is.
Ah,
I think they had a couple of classrooms there in the beginning.
And when did...
I haven't been here since 1948, about. But
that's not what the kids say.
and I think then the South African Board of Education bought this property, and that's when they built it.
Look, it's incredible, because I had the privilege a few months ago of going down to see the sports centre there. I mean, I think even I could have become a sportsman had. That's not even true. That's a bald faced lie. I couldn't have. But it's just absolutely incredible.
Yeah, it is stunning. And I think you're right. I think... I always say when you have facilities that are it's not that you only have to have magnificent facilities. There's so much more to education. But I think if a kid goes down to the gym, you feel the part.
Mm.
You know, you actually feel that I'm respected, that I can be the sportsman.
That's really what I mean about that the campus expects something of you, because it's giving you that respect, that reciprocity.
Absolutely. And I think the kid goes down, he feels like a sportsman.
Mm.
You know, I remember many, many years ago, we used to have athletics on the rugby field. There were more teachers there than kids.
Right.
But the reality was that there was no athletics track.
Right.
So they never felt like athletes.
Yes.
And I think that it plays such a significant role when you have facilities that allow kids to, as you said, to really reach their potential.
If we could just chat to Mandy Grews for a moment. Mandy, you were the formerly the principal of King David Victory Park. How are you feeling? Are you feeling like a mom who now has to keep an eye on all of those 200 or however many kids are here today? Are you going to be running around checking that everybody's okay?
Good morning. I think part of the day will be looking around and seeing that everybody is okay.
Right.
But I think it's coming into, as you say, a school that has made all of the Victory Park students, teachers, so welcomed. Mm. And so, yes, just being here, being happy, making sure that the day flows well.
How has the school done that? I mean, what's that process looked like?
It has been planned really carefully, and everything has been done with thought and welcoming us all in with regards to children, making them feel at home, having days prior to the start of the year, having students in, taken around. The SRCs have been working together, staff working together. So it's a first day, but it's going to be one that is incredible, and we'll see how it goes. Also a tinge of anxiety.
I have no doubt. But
lots of excitement and hope and gratitude that we are at this point.
Something that I always do at the beginning of the year, rather at the end of a holiday, is I write down for myself what success would look like looking back on 2026. So I project to December 2026 and I say, what a great year, because this is what we managed to achieve. What would you write down as a successful year 2026?
A successful 26 would be one where everybody settled, made new connections, friends, was happy, and reached their very best, their full potential. I think that would be what a good 2026 would look like.
Lorraine, for you, what would it look like? What would you write in your in that letter?
Have a look at that this integration has come together, that every single child finds his or her space, that we can manage to accommodate everybody's needs. I think, you know, it's hard. I mean, I don't know, as I said to you often, I don't know how one defines success, but I think we need to just be cognizant of it, that this is a transition, and it takes time. It's, you know, it's not going to just happen this morning or within the next couple of weeks. And I think that's why every single member of staff has to keep the finger on the pulse. We have to be able to see kids. I think that's what it's a big school now. And I think that's what our children need. Our children need to be seen and
For who they are.
And I think that's the role we're going to have to play. And it's that's why we're educators.
You know, as a parent, and thankfully all of our kids are through school, because this is, you know, you guys talk about, obviously it's an anxious time now, but it's also very anxious for parents, because your kid could land up, in your view, in the wrong class for that, or I don't need to tell you the list of, and it's a very emotional time, because we, as rational as we might be in all other areas, we become completely irrational when it comes to our kids.
Yeah.
How do you balance that? Because sometimes it doesn't mean sometimes that they don't have a point or they're not right, but there's still ways of dealing with things, and sometimes they're wrong. In fact, where the kid has been placed or whatever that issue might be is better for the kids. How do you balance that? Would you say that is one of the biggest challenges of the next 2 weeks?
Yeah, I think that's our difficulty. I think parents need to adult. They need to be able to be able to look at things. It's okay for your kids to sit with discomfort sometimes. And I think that
By the way, this is not a King David message. This is a message for every single parent whose kid is starting at any school today or any other time. Parents need to adult. There's our message.
I think Mandy will agree. I think the parents are much more anxious than the kids.
Yes.
That's the problem. And your kids feed off that. Mm. And I think that we have to hear. We have to listen. We need to be available. But I think if you put your child in any school, you have to trust that the institution is doing the best for them. Otherwise,
trust your kid.
Yeah. Like I always say, you know, if you had a diamond, the most precious diamond, you would put it somewhere that it's safe. So your children are your diamonds. I'm assuming if you're putting them at the school, they're going to be safe and we're going to look after them.
Right. Absolutely right. Mandy, would you agree?
Absolutely. I think it's about hearing and balance and really knowing that we're going to do the very best for each student and each child. So I would fully agree.
So the most exciting thing for you ahead, looking at the year?
There's so many things. I don't know, maybe getting to the right classroom at the right time. Finding, where I'm supposed to be.
Of course, I forgot. There's still that
there's all those logistics.
The new teachers and new kids, of course.
I must say it's exciting. As I say, a little bit nerve-wracking, but, new journeys, new paths. It will all be good.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, Marta, this is never going to leave you, by the way. I believe it was Lorraine that had the viral interaction on the aeroplane. If so, please congratulate her. What an amazing lady you are.
Just tell him I've got my frosty pink lipstick on.
I was going to ask him if we could share that. But you can lead this academic institution. You can achieve the most amazing things, but you will always be known for your interaction
Absolutely.
On that aeroplane.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm not sure that that is such a bad thing. So Lorraine Schrager, Mandy Cruz, thank you for chatting to us. Wishing you guys and everybody at King David all the success for the year ahead.
Thanks, Howard, and thanks for being here, to you and your team, to Mukundi.
Let's hope he chooses good music. Yeah, we're going to have to keep an eye.
That one song nearly killed me, but anyway.
Yeah. Rude.
Thank you very much, Howard.
Thanks, Howard.
Thank you.
Bye.